relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I'm still not sure how this social media thingamabob works. It's a little bit like voodoo or black magic or a black box, especially when you know that behind the scenes, it may not be a short man behind a green curtain. It's rather thin-necked young men in Palo Alto are fiddling with the knobs, if you know what I mean, on the graphic equalizer of information. So you never know what really resonates or why it resonates and whether or not people have censored something specifically today and targeted you. But sometimes you post something and my, oh my, is the left utterly triggered. Today, I didn't think it was a big deal, but it had a kind of I'm supposed to do this. Shad gets very annoyed if I don't do this. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Program identified. Back to work. So this morning, I tweeted out the following on Jack Dorsey's social media platform. With regards to CRT, critical race theory that we've been discussing because America's waking up. Here's a very simple, short series of statements. Critical race theory? ? How about some critical race fact? ? The Democrats created the Ku Klux Klan. Just, you know, critical race fact. That's all I did. That's all I posted. And my, oh my. If there's a metric for touching the neuralgic points of the left-wing fascistic Democrats, I think I found it today. Because my Twitter has blown up. I'm just looking at my Instagram. I just took a shot of the tweet and posted on Instagram. Because you're not supposed to do text on Instagram. I don't care. I just don't know what I'm doing. I got thousands of likes. But what's interesting are the comments on Twitter. I mean, just the disgusting. The perverted. And I mean perverted. I mean sexually perverted. Filthy, filthy reactions from people who should seek some guidance, some mental health assistance
in reaction to that. Now, why would you use filthy, filthy, filthy language? Why would you insult me, my family, my mother? Somebody was, you know, delightfully insulted my mother, my dead mother, by the way, who is in heaven. That is a fact. Why? Why in reaction to this tweet? Well, let me read it again. Hey, are you there, Zaki Poo? Are you watching the show? The guy with the squeaky voice from Ceylon. Or is it Slate? Who cares? Media Matters. Are you watching? Let me read it again. Because, guys, have I not been aggressive enough? Have I not been iconoclastic and edgy? When was Jeff, are you there?
Here.
When was the last time that Media Matters did a kind? You know, they type up my show when I say something.
Yeah, they used to be the official transcriber.
My free transcribers.
I still think they started slacking off when they were able to work from home from COVID.
So they're in the basement with their chai latte, and they're just taking it a little bit easy.
Yeah, they're not working 40 hours a week anymore.
When did they ever work 40 hours?
Well, they're not doing what they used to.
When was the last time you worked 40 hours?
That little?
Yeah, that little.
3 years ago.
But seriously, because the last transcript they did of me was, what, months ago?
It's definitely been a while.
Guys are slacking off. Let me see if I can provoke you today. So let me read it again. Critical race theory? How about some critical race fact? The Democrats created the Ku Klux Klan. Boom! Social media explodes. The left have a conniption fit collectively. Why? Because it's true. Can I read to you? What one of these putzes, they try, when they're not insulting you, they say, but Southern strategy. There is no such thing as a Southern strategy. It's a figment of your febrile imaginations. And then one of them said, fact check, Democrat Party did not found the KKK. And I said, really, Cupcake? Can I have a sauce? And they sent me one. At least one of them tried, a little bit. And it's an article from that paragon of truth, USA Today. USA Today, utterly, utterly unbiased. We know that, right? Because they love conservatives, and Donald Trump especially. And I thought, what the heck? It's a joke, because it's USA Today. But let me read the article that is meant to destroy my observation of historic fact. And what's the line? The great refutation of my tweet. Historians agree. Halfway through, just buried in the article. Historians agree that although factions of the Democrat Party did majorly contribute to the Civil War start and the KKK's founding, it is inaccurate to say the party is responsible for either. Oh, so it's only bits of the Democrat Party that created the KKK. Oh, so it wasn't every single person that together put on a white hood. Therefore, what I said is wrong. Fail. I mean, that is the utter self-own of the century. Because if the article had said, no, it was the Republicans, or no, it was a third independent group, maybe if it had been written by a serious historian, by VDH, by Thomas Sowell, but to say, well, only part of the Democrat Party created the KKK, yeah, that's my point, my friends. It wasn't conservatives. And here's another public service announcement for you. Let's see if we could trigger Zaki to get up out of his bed, take off his pajamas, put some clothes on and get typing. Mr. Patrizio, did you know, as a former leader of the Republicans in college, so strange that now you're a stalker of Republicans, very creepy what you did at CPAC and elsewhere, the first Republican president was the great emancipator, Abraham Lincoln, who, by the way, was assassinated by a Democrat. The crucial, let's have a second public service announcement, the crucial civil rights amendments of the 20th century were blocked by the Democrats. And in case you missed it, if you just woke up, I mean, I know it's early for you, 3:15 on the East Coast. You had a late night reading anime or manga or something. The fact is that the KKK was created by the Democrats. Maybe not every single one of them. I mean, maybe not every single Democrat was frog-marched to the Grand Wizard. But it was Democrats that created it. And that's why your party, your new party, is the institutional home of bigotry and racism in America. A party that is now headed by this senile old man.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Yeah, that man. A man who said this.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
And a man, when he was in the Senate, not only said, I don't want my kids growing up in a racial jungle, he also tried to block the Supreme Court nomination of a black man who dared to be a conservative, Clarence Thomas. Biden is a perfect example of the innate bigotry of the institution that is the Democrat Party that used to run slave plantations and now just has a political plantation. If you're a Democrat, especially if you're black American, please emancipate yourself. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next, the great one, Mark Levin. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That could be you. That should be you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. Your call's next here, 883-33-GORKA. That's 883-334-6752.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Yes, indeed. If you enjoy this show as much as I enjoy broadcasting, please continue to make it possible by supporting our sponsors, especially the great Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. 51 million sold, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. Get yours today and up to 66% off his line of more than 100 amazing products if you use my name. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Do it today. MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. Now, what a turn up for the books. This doesn't happen every single day when you get a legend in our industry, a man who doesn't need a name. He's got a title of the Great One, and he's on my show with his brand new book. It's in my hands right now, American Marxism by Mark Levin, former chief of staff to the Attorney General of the United States. Mark, welcome back.
Seb, you're a great man, and you know of what I speak. You know well of communism. Your parents know well of communism, don't they?
Well, this is, how did he do that? We didn't rehearse any of this. I've got this long list of questions scribbled on the side of my piece of paper here that I want to ask you. And he just stole my first one. He literally just did a Vulcan mind meld, reached into my cranium and stole it. So here's my question to you, Mark, and I wish we had all 3 hours. Yeah. As a child of those who suffered under fascist occupation as children and then who were persecuted as adults by communists, my dad tortured and eventually liberated by the revolutionaries in Hungary, for years and years, I really took umbrage with my fellow Americans when they said, oh, that Democrat is a commie, that Democrat is a socialist. And I said, really? Can I talk to you about real communism? Can I talk to you about the scars on my father's wrists from the secret police when they tortured him? Mark, I don't do it anymore. I think we've arrived. Am I crazy?
No, it doesn't have to be communism in the technical sense. It's the Americanization of Marxism. That's why I call it American Marxism.
Right.
And I explain it in the first book. Now, why do I do that? To be provocative? No, because they tell us who they are. I've done a deep dive here. I get into what these scholars have written. I get into what these professors have said. I get into who their intellectuals are, where they're from, how they're spreading this, where they're spreading this. So there's over 400 endnotes at the end of the book.
Yes.
If people want to check it, particularly over at the New York Slimes or the Washington Compost, if they'd like to check it out. And there's simply no denying what's going on. And whether it's critical theory, which spawned critical race theory, which spawned lat crit, a whole other area, whether it is the so-called Green New Deal, which is a red old deal, and the climate change movement, which was the climate cold, climate heat movement, which is a degrowth movement that was born in the 70s in Europe. It's another Marxist movement to attack capitalism and us, the greatest industrialized country man has ever known. Whether it is immigration, open borders for a reason, not just to change the demography, that would be bad enough, but because of this lat crit movement, which again grew out of critical race theory, critical theory, and what is it? That says that since America was settled by white Protestant Europeans, that white Protestant Europeans or white people generally, you're the illegal alien. And so the indigenous peoples to this part of the world, and it's hard to know who they are, but nonetheless, they have free reign of this area. The United States is filled with interlopers and is an illegitimate country. This is being taught in our campuses in the Chiquino studies programs. And I can go on and on about the trans movement. There's a trans movement. In other words, if you want to transition, I mean, you don't need to tell me about it, but now it is a movement that 8-year-olds in elementary school are being taught. So I peel all this back. I go to the roots of it because, as you know, we can't push back and defeat these movements unless we understand them. We can't develop strategies and tactics to stop them and to claw our way out of the abyss unless we understand them. And so that's the first 6 chapters, one page at a time, one chapter at a time.
Yeah, this is how we won the Cold War. It took us, 4 decades, but it began with the long telegram, George Kennan, explaining what communism and the Soviet Union is. This is a new long telegram. It's American Marxism, Mark Levin's new book. He is the host of Life, Liberty, and Levin, and of course, his seminal radio show every single day. Let me ask you, I have a theory. With the coronavirus allowing American parents to see the indoctrination of their children through these Zoom lectures at home, with parents standing up to CRT, with transgender radicalism, I think, making a lot of mothers wake up to what is going on, we are seeing this Damascene moment, this moment where a lot of Americans are waking up who otherwise didn't know what was going on. Do you concur, Mark?
Absolutely. And I think you're right. During this pandemic, people were seeing what was going on in the classroom. And they said, whoa, what the hell did that teacher just say to my kid?
Right.
And you're right. People didn't know what critical race theory was or this trans movement was or other things that are being taught to our kids are. And this is one of the reasons, as a footnote, that I've been pushing now for a couple of months based on what a caller said and what the American Thinker had suggested. But I amended it, and I think we ought to have cameras in the classroom.
Yes.
We have them in cop cars. We have them on cops. We have them in many courtrooms. You know. Here's the thing, Seb. We own these school systems, and we don't know a damn thing about them. And we're not allowed in there without permission. We're not. You get 1 minute to speak at a board meeting. At the end of the book, I say, you know what? Let's unleash FOIA requests. Let's find out how they hire teachers, how they promote teachers, what merit is based on, what their contracts say, how they choose classroom curriculum, who they bring in to train the teachers. Let us go after the NEA and AFT, which are the enemy of your children. They've demonstrated that over and over again, and they are certainly part of this American Marxist movement. You can file complaints against them with the Internal Revenue Service. I know Landmark Legal Foundation does and did, And I explain with links and groups and all kinds of things in the last chapter. But the first six chapters, Seb, are crucial. And those are the chapter that do the explaining based on what their founders have said. You know, people say, oh, this Delgado who wrote this book, White Fragility, and this guy Kennedy, they didn't invent this. Yeah. They're making millions off of it. They didn't invent it. And I go back and tell you who did invent it. And so they are Marxists. This isn't a Red Scare. This isn't McCarthyism. This is them. This is the leadership for Black Lives Matter who tells you who they are. And these professors who tell you who they are. I even have a piece from 1989, Seb, from the New York Times, where a writer, this is, 30 years ago or so, where a writer says that Marxism is the new in, and how do they do it? They've broken up into these different pieces. You know, they try and find gaps in the American system, imperfections, pick at scabs, so it's race. You know, critical race theory is not even about race. It's about Marxism. The climate change movement isn't about really affecting the climate. It's about stealing your private property.
Yes.
And so I go on and on about these various movements and their backgrounds.
Learn, educate yourself, educate those around you. You cannot defeat an enemy, foreign or domestic, unless you understand its essence. The book, super readable, is American Marxism from the author of Men in Black, Ameritopia. Of course, the great one, Mark Levin. He's going to be with us for one more segment. I'm going to ask, who's winning and what does he think about President Trump's class action suit? I'm Sebastian Gorka, host of America First here on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial.
With these social media platforms, and those engagements typically happen through members of our senior staff, but also members of our COVID-19 team. Given, as Dr. Murthy conveyed, this is a big issue of misinformation, specifically on the pandemic. In terms of actions, Alex, that we have taken, or we're working to take, I should say, from the federal government, we've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation.
That is Jen Psaki last week admitting that the White House is coordinating with the social media information oligarchs to censor Americans. I'm sure he has something to say about that. He is the chairman of the Landmark Legal Foundation, former chief of staff to the Attorney General of the United States, but more importantly, he is the host of the Mark Levin Show and the author of the brand new book, American Marxism, a man who I have been honored to be on his show after he heard about what happened between me and Abilio Jim Acosta in the White House, and to bump into him in Virginia at a bookstore when he was at another signing. What an amazing party that was, a party for patriots. Mark, with your background in government, advising members of the Reagan cabinet as well, what is your reaction to President Trump's declaration of his class action suit against big tech?
Well, Jen Psaki would make an excellent deponent. She basically coughed up the goods right there and then. Now, they've tried to walk it back. But I want your audience to understand something. This is the nature of government under Democrats, under so-called progressives. Progressives are basically the bastard progeny of Marx. The early progressives liked Marx. They actually liked Stalin. They embraced a lot of the ideology. But that said, when you look at what Woodrow Wilson did, he was the first to develop an entire propaganda campaign with a guy by the name of Bernays, who wrote a book, oddly enough, called Propaganda. And one of his greatest fans, Bernays, was Adolf Hitler. He read his book, too. I'm not comparing, obviously, Woodrow Wilson and Adolf Hitler, but I will say that Woodrow Wilson was an out-of-the-closet racist and segregationist who resegregated the United States military and the civil service. He was a Democrat and a progressive, by the way. Franklin Roosevelt was another one who was into this. He would go have, he had a guy over at the Internal Revenue Service collecting information on his newspaper opponents, on his political opponents. This is all in On Freedom of the Press. John Kennedy, shared files, IRS files, with Ben Bradley of then Newsweek, then later the Washington Post, on his opponents. Lyndon Johnson had tapping devices even on Hubert Humphrey. He wanted to know what he was saying when he was running for president as his vice president. He had tapped devices at the Democrat National Convention in Atlantic City, listening in on Martin Luther King and others he disagreed with. And of course, Robert Kennedy approved the tapping of Martin Luther King by J. Edgar Hoover. So the Democrats are very good at this, and they do it a lot, and none of them ever pay a price. They see big tech as just another opportunity.
And not only that, let's remind everybody, in addition to my tweet about the Democrats running the KKK, Woodrow Wilson did show Birth of the Nation in the White House. That's how racist a Democrat president he was. We're talking to Mark Levin, author of American Marxism. We don't rehearse any of these interviews, not even with the great one. I'm going to ask you a big question. It may be impolitic, but I have to ask it. Mark,
yes.
You have helped us understand the left perhaps more than anyone. But I have to ask you, how much of an obstacle to us being the shining city on a hill again is not the Democrat Party, but the establishment GOP, Mark?
Well, the interesting thing is, in this book, at no time do I say that we can rely on the Republican Party for anything. This book is written to we the people, the American people, very much like Liberty and Tyranny. We cannot rely on the establishment Republican Party for a lot of reasons, but one in particular, they have no friggin' idea what's swirling around them. They're just not smart enough. They have these old bulls who head the party, and you hear how they talk about, you know, optimism and everything. I'll be optimistic when we're on offense and they're on defense. Read Thomas Paine's American Crisis, as you have. Does he start out the first sentence saying, I'm optimistic? No, he's telling the American people, we better step up here. We can't afford, you know, sunshine soldiers here. And I'm not talking about soldiers. I'm talking about activists. But you get the point.
Yeah.
And that's my point. I want this to be the American crisis. It's not. I want this to be something that people read and carry around and share with other people so we can build this movement, so we can galvanize, so we can rally. Again, at the end, I give a lot of ideas, but people have a lot of ideas on their own.
Well,
we can't sit around anymore and scratch our heads and just whine to each other.
No, that time has passed. You were seminal with the rise of the Tea Party movement. Then came America First and Make America Great Again. It is time to finally get truly serious about saving this nation. Get educated. Listen to this man, Mark Levin, his show, his book, American Marxism, and, of course, Life, Liberty, and Levin. God bless you, Mark. Keep doing what you do. Love to your bride, and please never, ever stop. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
At any time you and I question the schemes of the do-gooders, we're denounced as being against their humanitarian goals. They say we're always against things, we're never for anything. Well, the trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant, it's just that they know so much that isn't so.
Is that one of his best lines? I think it's up there with after the attempted assassination and that balloon pops and he said, you missed me. I mean, it's just... totally up there and very, very apposite for having just spoken to Mark Levin, somebody so crucial to the success of the Reagan administration. And he's right. It's not a question anymore. They're out of the closet. They are dictatorial in their tendencies. You don't have to have gulags for this country to have a party that believes that freedom of speech is only for them and not for their political opponents. Have you heard the latest from Maxine Waters? Just listen to what she says in this latest travesty. Cut 11.
Our attorneys generals, whether they're in New York or in Georgia, they've got to go after him about how he's cheated. You know, on his taxes, how his family has taken advantage of having a nonprofit that they use like it was their own money, on and on and on. One way or the other, we've got to stop Trump and his allies. It's more than undermining our democracy. They're dangerous, and they're out to do harm. And so we're in a bad time in this country trying to manage all of this, but we must manage it. We must protect our democracy.
Okay.
We must not allow Trump to win.
We have to post just that video, Jeff. Will you tell our huge team, our social media team, that that video of Maxine Waters must be posted just by itself? Because what did she say there? That's actually Leventi Beria. That's the founder of the proto-KGB's line. Show me the man and I will find you the crime. She said, we've got to unleash. And by the way, why can't she speak English? It's not attorney generals. If it's multiple AGs, it's attorneys general. I mean, seriously, woman, how bloody long have you been in Congress? You can't even speak English? She says, you've got to use the attorneys general to take him down. Why? She said it twice at the end. Because he can't be allowed to win. Because the people can't be allowed to re-elect Donald Trump, because that would be democracy. That would be the free exercise of your political sovereignty. That must not be allowed. That's why she's a fascist. Yes, Maxine Waters. And you can quote me, little Zach. Okay. Big news of the day, kinda big news of the day, is the space launch of Jeff Bezos. I was in the gym earlier today, and after I got back home, my Jeff, Mr. G, texted me something. What did you have to say? I didn't even watch it. I was busy pumping iron. What did you say about it?
That was the most overrated scam I have ever seen in my life.
Why? Explain to me what you saw this morning, this historic Amazon event.
This has been pumped up for years that they're finally going to go to space. I think the total time was like 10 minutes up and down. I mean, I guess technically they reached the altitude and stayed there for a minute, but they were in space. But it's not. That's like saying, I'm going to go to Paris. Flying into Paris, getting off the plane for 2 minutes, not leaving the airport and coming back. Did I really go to Paris? Did I really, you know, experience all that? It was nothing.
But you also said it was a great promo for him, right?
Absolutely. It was the biggest marketing ploy ever because that's all they talked about. Everything was Amazon today. It's all over the news. It was a joke.
Okay, so this is exactly what I reacted to Jeff when I heard this when I got back home. I said, if that's really what he did today, if it was this couple of minutes up in the air, lots of, you know, Amazon.com promos, and I was at the gym. At the gym, I had a kettlebell, and I did one of those things where you're holding a kettlebell, and then you jump up onto one of those platforms, and you jump down, right? It's a kind of like a, what do you call it, mobile squat, whatever. After my chat with Jeff, I thought, well, if that's what Jeff Bezos did, I should have called my jumping up onto that box the Sebastian Gorka America First Space Launch. I mean, really, promo, what do you think?
I mean, you're defying gravity just like they were.
They were
throwing Skittles in the air today.
It's a short trip. I should have had, like, an America First T-shirt or some kind of... No, like Roger Moore in Moonraker, like a silver lame spacesuit and my kettlebell and jumping up and down and saying, this is the America First Sebastian Gorka launch. By the way, don't get me wrong. I was on Jennifer Horne's show early this morning in Los Angeles. I am absolutely for space exploration. I want us to be in Mars, Saturn, Jupiter. I want us to, you know, do the Star Trek, you know, the Last Frontier. But also, I can't stand these people saying, oh, but why isn't he helping poor people? It's his money. If he wants to burn it in a pile, it's his money. But the ultimate point is, I'm not really impressed. Eric, what did you think? Are you impressed with Dr. Evil's space launch?
I'm not impressed at all because I wish he could have just stayed there and not come back to Earth.
Well, that's an old line. I've heard that line like 100 times. What about another Jeff? Yes, we have another Jeff running the board. Your reaction, because Shad's still on some vacation somewhere.
I know. I think Eric stole my line and my feeling. He wasn't away nearly long enough.
and not impressive.
No. As a matter of fact, I wasn't even aware it happened until I heard it on the news 10 minutes later. So.
Well, and if you blink, you missed it.
Pretty much.
You missed
it. I think you were in the air longer.
I may have been. However, I will say one thing. He was beaten by a Brit, Richard Branson. It's a bit embarrassing. And then the stuff that I'm really excited about is what Elon Musk's doing. What Elon Musk is doing, that is going places. And he doesn't go out there with just the idea of promotion. I've met him. He was hanging around the White House like a fanboy for weeks when we took over the administration. So I met him a couple of times. That guy, he's got a plan. He's going places. So keep on doing what you do, Elon Musk. And Jeff, I don't think America's impressed. But nice promo. Nice promo, my friends. We're going to talk to Brent momentarily after the break because I think he has something to say as well about today's event and that strangely-shaped rocket ship. But first, you heard the Fed. What is the Fed intimating? It's pretty clear. Interest rates are going up. Mortgage rates will not stay where they are. And you've got to find right now your options to save as much as you can before everything changes. You need to look at your loan. You need to look at your rate. If you're paying more than you should drop it right now. How do you do that? It's just 10 minutes. All you have to do is talk to American Financing. Take advantage of a free, no-obligation mortgage review. Let an expert consultant present custom loans that are advantageous for you financially. No pressure, no upfront fees either. Rates are at all-time lows in the past, but that will not last forever. You need to be able to get the best rate. Call 855-581. That's 855-581-5828, or just go to AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, MNLS 182334, MNLS ConsumerAccess.org. Go to AmericanFinancing.net. He's one of our stalwarts. He likes alliteration. His name is Brent, and he's in Los Angeles. Brent, your reaction, or rather, I think you have something to say about the media reaction to space launch Bezos.
Indeed, Marxist warrior Gorka.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, well, on a day which should thrill me, I'm really terrified. Because today the Bezos rocket delivered to the Democrats a victorious Soviet Sputnik moment.
Explain that.
Well, his shiny socialist star successfully buried the story of 40 million Americans teetering on the verge of falling to California communist control. And our socialist Secretary of State, Shirley Weber, has apparently been directed to demolish California's democracy by blocking Larry Elder's run for governorship using a Democrat lawfare. And this reminds me, this is a political deja vu of Clarence Thomas and his left-wing lynching. And this is California Jim Crow, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, so for those who missed it, they're trying to block Larry Elder's application to be one of the candidates on the recall ballot for Gruesome Newsom in California, saying some technicality about he didn't fill in the right forms. I know Larry Elder. He's going to be with us this week for a whole hour on the show. There's no way that this former lawyer missed any paperwork. Although I think the comparison to Clarence Thomas is perhaps a little strained because that was in your face, a high tech lynching. This is kind of cowardly, Brent, isn't it? This is kind of backroom skullduggery.
They're better at being undermined right now, and they operate in the dark. They haven't even the courage to stand up and proclaim anything outwardly.
No, that's who they are. Thank you, Brent. Let's go to Tom in Atlanta, also on Bezos line two.
Hey, these billionaires want to spend all this money on throwing chalk dust up in the sky to stop global warming. You know what, Sebastian? I got out my 30-year-old Texas Instruments solar-powered calculator and came up with the following numbers. You could irrigate 20 inches of water across a mile strip in the transition between Saharan and sub-Saharan Africa in 1 year, and you could use Israel's desalination technology, which they're pretty darn good at these days. They're a net exporter of fresh water, and you would take off 1/200th of an inch of water off of the sea level. And if that works out, we can expand that. Think of the economic boom for Africa by doing so. And we'd be absorbing CO2 by all the plantings for crops and trees and other things.
Tom, there's one mistake. You think they care. They don't care. They're just virtue signaling, and it's also just a vanity project for them. I love that. Texas, that takes me back. My Texas Instruments calculator. Great call, Tom. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next, Lord Conrad Black.